Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
I have an old friend of mine, an old colleague in front of me at the moment, who has taken, since he left this building, has taken many roads. Well, this organisation. And if you know anything about the Eurovision Song Contest, or you know anything about Rory Gallagher and various other bits and bobs, and now a whole different thing, because he's got a novel out, Mr. Julian Vignoles, welcome, my friend.
Good morning, Marty.
Can I ask a question here? Firstly, you left this organisation because you were working in television. When did you leave?
I left in 2012. I cashed in my chips.
You did cash in your chips, but you haven't stopped yet.
I took it as an opportunity to do something else with your life. So myself and Sean Farrell, a friend, we started a bike tour business in Dublin. So see, yeah. Dublin by bike. So anyone in Dublin might still see the blue bibs knocking around. So
by Trinity or by
yeah. And we built up the business, and it was fun because it was so different working as in PAYE and all the rest of it. And then we sold it, and then I now drive Americans largely around the west of Ireland
for
the tour company.
Large Americans.
It's quite a big van.
But while all this has been going on, you write, you take yourselves on subjects that interest you. I remember the Rory Gallagher book, yeah. And I remember the great buzz, and the reviews of that were phenomenal.
Yes, it did very well because he's had us as a hard core of fans.
Yes.
And here was a book, and it was received well, and it's still selling. It's done 11,000-12,000 copies.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's. But when you do that, was that what gave you the sense that, you know what, people say it is a book and everyone, that you suddenly decided that you could do this, which is a novel, which is a different thing altogether?
Yeah, it was a big gear change.
Yeah.
Because, biographies, in the case of Rory Gallagher, what a fantastic story. Genius, yes. Guitarist at 15, a global star in his 20s, gets disillusioned, takes to a bit of drink, can't handle the fact that the career slides, and dead at 47. Great story. All you need to do is write it up. But when you come to do fiction, it's completely...
You
have a blank canvas, right enough.
Yeah.
But you've got to have tension and drama.
That's right.
So
now the book is called Tides Go Out, and I'm very conscious whenever we talk to anybody about a novel that you can't give the game away. So we can talk about it, but we can't give the game away.
Yes.
But the idea of this. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to read a line from the press release. It says, Fiona is still haunted by the ghost of a youthful relationship gone sour. Its lingering traces are brought back into sharp relief when she discovers her husband, Con, now suffering with dementia, had been unfaithful to her. So suddenly we're into a story.
Yeah.
Suddenly we know that there's bother about. But not only that, but that he's got dementia. Now you've got double...
Yes.
Problems.
It's about secrets, about people keeping secrets, and you can keep secrets from yourself as well. You can bury things, which she has done.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And then he's in this state of, suffering from early onset. So he's the world has kind of become a kind of surreal place. And yet, what attracted me to it was that we still don't know so much about people, where they're at when their brain starts to decline.
That's right.
They're still physically present, but they're not.
And we try to connect on the basis that maybe something gets through.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
But music plays a huge part in this. Now, music has played a huge part in your life, yeah. But music plays a huge part in this. There's a thing about drinking. Con's father struggled. I'll just read this out. With the demons of pints and small ones in the dark corners of bars, he eventually won. He'd other interest. Wasn't it he that got me into Dylan? So there's links to music right through the book.
Yes.
On purpose. That's
on purpose.
It's not a surprise knowing you.
Yeah, and even when he sees Con, the central man, and he's down on the tide is coming in down in Cork and in the harbour area.
Yeah.
And he has wandered into a bar and John Spillane singing that song about the talking to the tide. And
yeah.
And Con then says, if I talk to the tide, what would I say?
Yes.
So it's that kind of surreal world that I wanted to explore.
And to link the two.
Yeah.
Let the river flow.
Sorry?
Let the river flow.
Yeah.
John Spillane. Which just happens to be here.
can't go home, take a walk around town, be on your own, and your feet are drawn down to the river side. You sit on the stone and you talk to the tide. Let the river go, let the river go, let the river go. Never know who you might meet when you come to the corner and you cross the street and you walk in the door of Charlie's Bar and you look at the world through the empty jar. Let the river go, let the river go, where the river must go, let the river flow. Ah, here comes Seamus with his boyish grin and his crazy poems you always like to see. You wish that he didn't have to feel such pain that he doesn't know if he's going or he's staying. Let the river go, the river go, let the river go, where the river must go, let the river. Stune Barra with his coat and his hood, lovely fella, not looking too good. And you wish that he didn't have to feel such pain, such pain.
I love, I'm talking with Julian Vinos here. Times, Tides Go Out is the name of the book. That's Let the River Flow from John Spillane. I love the fact that, but of course I would, wouldn't I, that the music is, it washes over the whole book.
Yes, yes.
And it triggers emotions and triggers moments.
Yeah.
It probably also helped with the story, did it, in a way that you could kind of latch onto a song that might take you somewhere else in your imagination.
They're on the road and he's humming, yes, Refuge of the Roads, Joni Mitchell, and then she thinks of other Joni Mitchell songs and then it triggers a whole kind of a sequence of thoughts, yes, in from her, and she thinks about him. You know, I didn't name this. It's that great song, Amelia.
Yes.
You know, false alarm, crashing to earth, all those kind of images in the song.
Yeah.
And
but it is the power of that, isn't it? That will take you somewhere else.
Yes.
And give you that sense of somebody. But I mean, you sit in the car and play a song like that, and Amelia's about 6 or 7 minutes, isn't it? But
yes.
It's a long story. And where it will take you in your imagination. And for somebody with this man who is not well,
yes,
takes you somewhere else.
And in the case of the Van Morrison, you know, Caravan and From the Last Waltz, Van is slightly unhinged himself. And that's what makes the performance so great. Because the difference between the rehearsal, which you can catch up at the rehearsal one, and the actual performance, Van just, he goes on a kind of overdrive, which he can do at gigs, and it's always that 5% that makes them, I'm not so sure about it now, but...
Yeah.
But He
can take you some, yeah.
He just takes off.
But I mean, I've witnessed him, as I'm sure you have, singing in the garden, for example.
Yeah.
And he does seem to go into a trance.
Yeah.
He's an astonishing man, what he's able to achieve. When you were writing this book, Tides Go Out, and the idea of dementia and all that that contains, we both know people who've had that awful affliction.
Yes.
But on top of that, trying to write it, and did you study it? Did you kind of?
Well, I read several books. Yeah,
yes.
I they're in the acknowledgements. Yeah,
yeah.
I did a lot of. I did a fair bit of reading. Yeah,
yeah.
You have to. There's so much we don't understand.
Yeah.
There's so much we do understand. And then you can do, it produces odd things like, you know, people can suddenly take a dislike to something like a painting.
Right.
And that can happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Or suddenly say strange things and get antagonistic about something that happened an awful long time ago. So, again, we don't know, but...
Because it's completely frayed. So, their memory, yeah. The wires are crossed.
So though that informs when you're writing a book.
Yes.
I think that the challenge of fiction. Marianne Key summed it up well, I thought, one time. She did a little online course, and she said that, you know, you've got to go into this imaginative zone, and you've got, you know, when you bring in your characters and what would they do next? What might yes. they be thinking?
Because you're the godlike character. You're the one creating what they will do
yes.
next.
My old friend PJ Curtis, who had done a novel himself, he said you've got to burn midnight oil, and he's absolutely right, but you've got to burn litres of it, and then you've got to get a few gallons of it.
Yeah, because you're thinking all the time.
Yes,
this. Yeah.
And you wake up in the middle of the night, that's what I'll do yeah. with that scene.
The solace of music, of course, is very much what sustains Conn in the yeah. book. One of the things that I find interesting, just you mentioned Van Morrison on his last album, the one with Keep Me Singing, the one that yes. Fico Trench was all over, has a song on it called Memory Lane, and it's about somebody who has Alzheimer's. What? It's an amazing song.
It just
came to me now. But we play. You mentioned Van in the Caravan.
Yeah, from, yeah.
The Last Waltz.
Yeah, yeah.
We give it a whack. Why not?
Yeah.
You say Van Morrison, the band, and Caravan from The Last Waltz. He really does. I never realised anybody could kick that high, apart from somebody working for Ziegfeld. He was incredible. I'm chatting with Julian Villalobos about Tides Go Out. Did you write this? Can I ask you a question? Because of your background in radio and television, did you write this with a sense of a screenplay at times? Did you think, in other words, you weren't just writing a book, but you're visualising what this could be.
Yes, I think most novelists, if they're honest, would do that, because that's the golden, the holy grail.
Yes, it is.
To somebody say, "Oh, I want to."
That's right. I can see this as a film.
And so many people have written novels that haven't, very good novels that haven't become screenplays.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're thinking visually. I think a lot of as you write.
Yes.
You know, in your setting scenes.
You could not think visually. You'd have to think visually.
Yes.
Because you're past. And does that help you when you're writing this?
It does.
When
Con and Fiona and Claire, you know, as they drove north, Con sang old lines from a song that struck Fiona. That's Joni Mitchell, Refuge of the Roads. Yes, she leaves the fella and takes the road to escape. Maybe a more romantic road than this one, she chipped in. All roads have their stories, even this one, Cods, and staring absently ahead. She wrote so well about restlessness, breaking free, open spaces, deserts and skies, the romance of the world, didn't she? He wasn't really following her now.
Yeah.
She could hear another Mitchell song about love, winning and losing it, finding paradise or coming to harm. Metaphors about aviation, skies falling, crashing, false alarms, in love and elsewhere. She knew all about that. So that's a hint about her.
Sure. It's well done. It's terrific. And I've a feeling I'll be going to the pictures to see this sometime out down the line. It's called Tides Go Out. Julian, thanks for coming in this morning.
It's good a pleasure, Marty.
I'm not even going to start talking to you about the Eurovision, because we'd end up here for a week. Keep the faith. Tides Go Out from Julian Vinos. Available, as I always say, from Open Press. Available at good and not so good bookstores. God bless you.